Delays, dead air, and garbled transmissions have bedeviled a new Washington State Patrol radio system. Now the state auditor's office is questioning the patrol's no-bid contract with Motorola to build the system and the lack of an engineering study beforehand. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
When you sink $40 million into a state-of-the-art digital two-way radio system, you don't expect to hear complaints.
I got all garble on that.
That was a Washington State Patrol trooper struggling to understand dispatch on the new radio system.
Eastbound Hood River, car hauler. That's all I got, but I guess that's good enough for radio.
The troubles arose when the patrol went to something called narrowband. It had to because of a federal requirement to free up space on the radio spectrum. Back in 2012, the patrol decided to piggyback onto an existing federal radio system. Because Motorola was the vendor on that project, the state patrol signed a no-bid contract with Motorola to do the upgrade and provide the needed equipment. Chris Cortinas is the lead author of a new performance audit that looks at lessons learned.
The report doesn't say up or down whether the patrol made the best choice. What the report says is there were some critical inputs that didn't happen.
For its part, the state patrol stands by its decision to go with Motorola and a sole source contract. Tom Wallace is the patrol's chief technology officer. He says this approach saved the state money during lean times following the Great Recession. He rejects the idea that the new system has jeopardized the safety of troopers, noting that radio coverage has gotten better in some places, worse in others.
The priority is making sure that our troopers have the coverage that they need. And we also have procedures in place for the troopers to use if they're in an area where there's insufficient coverage for them to talk on their radio.
Going forward, the State Patrol has agreed to a set of recommendations from the State Auditor's Office. They include working with the Governor's Office to establish the minimum acceptable statewide radio coverage. But that's not enough for a fierce critic of the narrowbanding project.
It is critical that all state agencies learn from this contracting mistake.
That's Democratic State Representative Reuven Carlisle. He's still irked that there wasn't more due diligence.
It doesn't mean that there was bad intent. It doesn't mean that there was categorical incompetence. It just means that you can't do a sole source contract without an independent technical review and expect a good outcome.
The patrol expects to finish converting all troopers to the new radio system next month, 3 years behind schedule. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.